At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Imagine a world-class athlete who trains relentlessly, day in and day out. This athlete doesn't just practice when they feel like it or when it's convenient. They follow a strict regimen, pushing through pain, fatigue, and self-doubt. Why? Because they know that discipline and obedience to their training plan is the path to victory. My friends, our walk with God is much like this athlete's journey. When we choose to obey God, even when it's difficult or uncomfortable, we're training our spiritual muscles. We're preparing ourselves for the victories and blessings that God has in store for us. Today, I want to explore with you the profound truth that obedience to God is not a burden, but a gateway to blessings beyond our imagination. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Let's begin by reflecting on the words of Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. This verse directly connects obedience to God with the promise of blessings. It's not always easy to obey, especially when God's instructions seem to contradict our own desires or understanding. But just as an athlete trusts their coach's wisdom, we must trust in God's infinite wisdom and love for us. When we do, we position ourselves to receive the blessings that He has prepared for us. These blessings may not always look like what we expect, but they are always for our ultimate good and God's glory. As we journey through this message together, I encourage you to open your heart and mind to God's voice. Let's now explore how obedience to God can truly lead to blessings in every area of our lives. My friends, let's look further into the power of obedience to God. When we choose to follow God's commands, we're not just checking boxes or following rules. We're aligning ourselves with the very source of all blessings and goodness. Think about it this way. God, in His infinite wisdom and love, has given us instructions for living. These aren't arbitrary rules designed to restrict us. They're guidelines for our well-being, much like a loving parent sets boundaries for their child. Proverbs 10, verse 22 tells us, "The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow with it." This verse reminds us that God's blessings are pure and good. When we obey Him, we're opening ourselves up to receive these blessings without the sorrow that often comes from pursuing our own way. But what does obedience to God really look like in our daily lives? It's not just about following a set of rules or rituals. It's about cultivating a heart that seeks to please God in all things. It's about aligning our will with His, even when it's challenging. James 1, verse 22 encourages us, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." This verse challenges us to put our faith into action. It's not enough to simply know what God wants from us. We must actively choose to obey, day by day, moment by moment. When we do this, we begin to see transformations in our lives. Our character begins to reflect more of God's nature. We find ourselves making wiser decisions, treating others with more love and kindness. we experience a deeper peace and joy that comes from walking in harmony with our Creator. Obedience also builds our faith and trust in God. Each time we choose to obey, even when it's difficult, we're exercising our spiritual muscles. We're growing stronger in our ability to trust God's goodness and wisdom. This growth in faith opens us up to even greater blessings. As Hebrews 11 verse 6 tells us, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him."
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
"For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Our obedience demonstrates our faith in God's goodness and wisdom. It shows that we trust him enough to follow his lead, even when we don't fully understand. And as we see in this verse, God rewards those who earnestly seek him. Now, I want to be clear. Obedience to God isn't always easy. Sometimes it requires us to go against our natural inclinations or the pressures of society. It might mean choosing forgiveness when we've been hurt deeply. It could mean being honest and truthful, even when telling a lie might seem more convenient. It might mean giving generously, even when we're tempted to hoard our resources. But here's the beautiful truth. Every act of obedience, no matter how small, matters to God. Each time we choose His way over our own, we're saying yes to His blessings. We're positioning ourselves to receive the good things He has in store for us. My life is a living testament to the transformative power of trusting and obeying Him. And I can assure you, there is no greater peace or joy than walking in alignment with His perfect will. 1 Peter 1 verses 14 to 15 reminds us, "As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct." This passage calls us to a life of holiness, which is essentially a life of obedience to God. It's about aligning our conduct with God's character, allowing His holiness to shape our actions and attitudes. When we live this way, we experience the freedom and joy that comes from living as God intended. We begin to see the world through His eyes, and our priorities shift. Things that once seemed important fade in comparison to the richness of walking closely with God. We find ourselves less swayed by temporary pleasures and more focused on eternal values. Our relationships improve as we learn to love others with God's love. We become better stewards of the resources and talents God has given us. In short, obedience to God leads to a life that is truly blessed. Not just in material ways, but in ways that touch every aspect of our being. It's a life of purpose, meaning, and deep satisfaction. It's a life where we can look back and see God's faithfulness in every step of our journey. So, my friends, I encourage you today, choose obedience. Choose to trust God's wisdom over your own understanding. Choose to follow His commands, even when it's difficult. For in doing so, you're choosing a path that leads to true blessings. Blessings that will enrich your life in ways you can't even imagine. My friends, let's now explore how obedience to God can truly transform our lives. When we choose to align our will with God's, we open ourselves up to a powerful transformation. This isn't just about external changes, but a deep, internal renewal that affects every aspect of our being. Romans 12, verse 2 speaks to this transformation. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This verse reminds us that obedience to God starts with a change in our thinking. As we align our minds with God's truth, we begin to see the world differently. Our values shift, our priorities change, and we start to understand what truly matters in life. This transformation doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, a journey of continual growth and renewal. Each act of obedience is like a step on this journey, bringing us closer to the person God created us to be. One of the most beautiful aspects of this transformation is how it affects our character. As we obey God, we begin to develop the fruits of the Spirit, mentioned in Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. These qualities aren't just nice additions to our personality. They're powerful forces that can change the course of our lives and impact those around us. Imagine how different our world would be if we all lived with more love, joy, and peace. Obedience to God cultivates these qualities in us, making us agents of positive change in our families, communities, and beyond. Another transformative aspect of obedience is the way it reshapes our relationships. When we follow God's commands to love others, forgive, and serve, our interactions with people change dramatically. We become more patient, more understanding, more willing to see things from others' perspectives. Colossians 3, verse 14 highlights the importance of love in our relationships. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. As we obey God's command to love, we find our relationships becoming stronger, deeper, and more fulfilling. Obedience also transforms our approach to challenges and difficulties. When we trust in God's wisdom and follow His guidance, we develop a resilience that helps us navigate life's storms. James 1 verses 2 to 4 speaks to this. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Through obedience, we learn to see trials not as punishments, but as opportunities for growth. We develop a steadfast faith that can withstand the toughest challenges life throws our way. This doesn't mean life becomes easy, but it does mean we're better equipped to handle whatever comes our way. Obedience to God also transforms our purpose and direction in life. When we align our will with God's, we begin to understand our true calling. We start to see how our unique gifts and talents can be used for a greater purpose. Ephesians 2 verse 10 reminds us, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." As we obey God, we step into the good works He has prepared for us. We find a sense of fulfillment that goes beyond personal success or achievement. We become part of something bigger than ourselves, contributing to God's plan for the world. This sense of purpose gives our lives meaning and direction. It helps us prioritize what's truly important and let go of things that don't align with our God-given mission. Another powerful transformation that comes through obedience is in our relationship with God Himself. As we choose to follow His commands, we draw closer to Him. We begin to understand His heart better, to recognize His voice more clearly. John 14, verse 23, speaks to this intimate relationship. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." This verse paints a beautiful picture of the closeness we can experience with God through obedience. It's not about earning God's love. That's already freely given. But through obedience, we open ourselves up to experience that love more fully. We create space in our lives for God to dwell, to guide us, to comfort us. This intimate relationship with God is perhaps the greatest blessing that comes from obedience. It's a source of joy, peace, and strength that sustains us through all of life's ups and downs. So, my dear friends, embrace the transformative power of obedience to God. Allow His commands to reshape your thinking, your character, your relationships, and your purpose. Trust in His wisdom, even when it doesn't make sense to your human understanding. For as you do, you'll find yourself on a journey of transformation that leads to true blessing and fulfillment. You'll discover the joy of becoming the person that God created you to be, and of playing your unique part in His grand plan for the world. My friends, let's now look at practical steps we can take to walk in obedience daily. Obedience isn't just a concept, it's a way of life. It's about making choices, moment by moment, that align with God's will. The first step in walking in obedience is to know God's will. We can't obey what we don't know. This is why regular Bible study is crucial. Psalm 119, verse 105, tells us, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." God's word enlightens our path, showing us how to live in a way that pleases Him. Make it a habit to spend time in Scripture every day. Even if it's just a few verses, allow God's word to speak to your heart and guide your actions. Along with Bible study, prayer is essential for walking in obedience. Prayer isn't just about asking God for things. It's about communing with Him, listening to His voice, and aligning our hearts with His. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 encourages us, "Pray without ceasing." This doesn't mean we need to be on our knees 24/7. It means maintaining an ongoing conversation with God throughout our day. Share your thoughts, your decisions, your struggles with Him. Ask for His guidance in every situation you face. Walking in obedience also involves being intentional about our choices. Every decision we make is an opportunity to obey or disobey God. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, puts it this way, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live." Each day, we face countless choices. Will we react in anger or respond with patience? Will we speak the truth or tell a white lie? Will we help someone in need or look the other way? Each of these moments is an opportunity to choose obedience and life. Another practical step is to practice self-discipline. Obedience often requires us to go against our natural inclinations. It might mean saying no to things that aren't beneficial for us. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27 speaks to this. "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." This might involve setting boundaries in our lives. It could mean establishing healthy habits that support our spiritual growth. It's about training ourselves to make choices that align with God's will. Walking in obedience also involves being willing to step out of our comfort zones. God often calls us to do things that stretch us, that challenge our faith. Isaiah 6, verse 8 provides a powerful example of willingness to obey. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I. Send me." When God calls you to serve, to give, to forgive, to take a stand for truth, will you respond with, "Here am I?" Obedience often requires courage. But remember, God is with you every step of the way. Another crucial aspect of walking in obedience is learning to listen to the Holy Spirit's guidance. As believers, we have the incredible gift of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. John 16, verse 13, tells us, "However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come." Learning to recognize and respond to the Spirit's promptings is a key part of obedience. It might be a gentle nudge to reach out to someone, a warning to avoid a certain situation, or encouragement to take a step of faith. As we practice listening and obeying these promptings, we grow in our ability to walk in God's will. My dear friends, I encourage you to take these practical steps in your daily walk with God. Remember, obedience isn't about perfection, it's about direction. It's about consistently choosing to align your will with God's, even when it's challenging. As you do, you'll find yourself growing closer to God, experiencing His peace and joy, and walking in the blessings that He has for you. You'll become a powerful testimony of God's transforming grace in this world. So let's commit together to walk in obedience, step by step, day by day, trusting in God's faithfulness every step of the way. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, I come before you today, lifting up your holy name. You are the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, and all things are held together by the power of your word. You spoke the stars into existence, and by your breath life was formed. You are high and lifted up, far above all powers and principalities, and yet you care deeply for me. I praise you, Lord, because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and your wisdom is beyond measure. You are the God who never fails, the one whose promises are yes and amen. Your name is exalted above every name, and I worship you for your goodness, your mercy, and your steadfast love. You are my Redeemer, my fortress, and my rock, and I honor you with every fiber of my being. Thank you, Lord, for your endless grace and mercy toward me. Thank you for guiding me, even when I have not understood the path ahead. You have always been faithful, and I thank you for the times that you have blessed me, even in moments when I didn't deserve it. You have been my provider, my protector, and my sustainer through every season of life. I am grateful for your love, your provision, and your presence. Forgive me, Father, for my trespasses. I ask for your forgiveness for every time I have disobeyed you, for the times I have followed my own way instead of yours. Forgive me for the moments when I chose to ignore your voice or resisted your leading. I repent and ask you to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I also forgive those who have hurt me, just as you have forgiven me, and I release them into your hands. Purify my heart, Lord, so that I may walk in complete obedience to your word. Lord, I stand before you, declaring that I choose to walk in obedience from this day forward. I surrender my will, my plans, and my desires to you, trusting that your way is higher than mine. I rebuke every spirit of rebellion, pride, and stubbornness in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of disobedience and destruction that seeks to pull me away from your path. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that I will walk in step with you, and I will not turn to the left or to the right. I reject every plan of the enemy to deceive me or lead me astray, and I declare that my steps are ordered by the Lord. I speak life over my journey, knowing that as I obey your word, blessings will flow in abundance. I trust you to lead me in the way everlasting, and I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Father, I ask for your blessings to be poured out over my life as I walk in obedience to you. Bless me with wisdom to discern your voice in every situation. Bless me with the strength and courage to follow where you lead, even when the road is hard or uncertain. I ask for healing in every part of my life where there is brokenness or pain. Heal my body from any sickness or disease, and I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I rebuke every attack of the enemy on my health, my mind, and my spirit, and I declare victory in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of fear, anxiety, and confusion, and I bind every lie of the enemy that tries to keep me bound. I declare that I am free in Christ, and no power of darkness can hold me captive. Lord, I ask for your divine protection over me and my loved ones. Cover us under the shadow of your wings, and let your angels surround us in every place we go. Bless my family with peace, unity, and favor. Let your goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives, and may we always dwell in your presence. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we seek your face and align our lives with your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to follow you with all our hearts. Let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh and empower us to live lives that honor you in every way. We declare that we are blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out. We claim victory over every battle we face, and we stand firm in the knowledge that you are fighting for us. We trust you to protect us, to lead us, and to pour out your favor over our lives as we walk in obedience to you. Lord, we give you all the glory and praise for every breakthrough, every healing, and every blessing that is on the way. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.